Welcome to Not a Great Whisperer podcast. This is your host, Katie Ray. Today on our episode, I actually have a women's panel. I gathered some of my friends who are in different stages of their life to talk about really the pressures of just being a woman in society and how society's not really structured to support everything that we want to do. And just really talk about how we get through the struggles, support systems, and just where we are. Because there's no specific milestone you need to hit at any certain age. And I pick people from different age categories to just really talk about career, building a family, being a mom, not being a mom, being single, being married, surprises that happen throughout life. And I have today Amanda.
Hello.
Kat.
Hi.
And Ashley.
Hey.
I love this. Thanks for all your hellos. So we're going to get right into really like questions and understanding. You'll hear from everyone. Kat's coming in as our youngest one on the panel because we really want to talk about the stresses that you're feeling that we were at one point, just in career, deciding things. And then the other ladies here in our 30s. That's all we'll keep it at. Everyone's probably like, I think you're 40.
We really want to talk about your stressful time period that you're in right now that we've all passed.
That sounds great.
I love it.
Do you know the time you're at and how stressed you feel? Don't worry, you'll get through it. We're here for you. It's really just to talk to Kat about the stress.
It's great. It'll help people who haven't gone through that stressful period. But yeah. For all of us, we'll talk about how crappy it was.
You're sweet. Thank you for making sure to translate for the others. So I'm going to kind of go right into it. So talking to Ashley as president CEO of a nonprofit, so you have a little over one, right? A little over one?
She's almost 16 months.
It was a surprise or you were planning?
We were not trying to.
Got you. If it happens,
Yes, exactly.
But when you had to kind of announce to your team and when you got pregnant, did you have any kind of setback of like, wow, is this okay this time? Because you were doing so much.
I did. So, and things kind of happened very rapidly with my work. Like at the time I was getting my MBA at USF and I had a board member that was actually sponsoring me doing that financially, which was awesome. So I was kind of worried about like that because I knew I was going to have to take a break at some point. And then like right when I found out I was pregnant, I started transitioning into my new role at HEP. So I was just worried about how that would be taken and if people thought that I could handle being a new mom and also running the organization. And
doesn't that suck to have to think like
yes,
that? Yes. Super suck.
Yes.
Because you're happy, but you're like, wait a second. Did this fall at a time that these people are going
to
be happy?
Exactly. Right. Yes. And luckily everybody that I encountered and talked to and told my news to was very happy for me. And like,
yeah,
like the donor that was supporting me through school and getting my master's degree was like, absolutely, you know, take a break, go back whenever you feel like it, just let me know. And she's been awesome.
Yeah. So. And I feel like sometimes you have the female support and sometimes you have the male support. It really depends on experience. Mm-hmm. Because like I told Amanda this at one point, like I had a female boss who said, go pump in a bathroom. Oof. And I was like, really? Like what? And then one of my male colleagues was like, I'll watch this door for you, Katie. Cause his wife was, but I was just like, is this like really an odd, like, are we not as set up as a society to understand that I probably shouldn't be in a bathroom where someone just took a shit?
Did she have kids? Cause I feel like it maybe depends.
She had some kids. She had a couple kids.
Yeah. See, some people are just different.
Isn't it? It's like, just like, oh, wait, what? But I feel like I had to also kind of take a step back when I did IVF and think like, okay, well, that will hit during this event if I get pregnant or if I start this cycle of hormones, can I travel or can I? And it kind of sucks because it's not like set up to help support, build a family for women. So like your career options or.
That was exactly our issue. That's why we hadn't started trying. Mm-hmm. Surprise, baby. Because I was supposed to go to Iceland and we were supposed to have all these awesome trips planned. And every single time you have a work trip, you think like you can't have a baby yet because you have to go on a work trip. And then if you do have a baby, how are you going to breastfeed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When can you start leaving, start traveling like after you have a child if you're breastfeeding? A couple months or 6 months? Yeah.
Oh, I feel like people travel after 3 months usually.
Yeah, I mean, I still haven't traveled, so don't ask me.
I don't know. I feel like
but internationally,
I
how
did
does
6 months.
Internationally, can you like freeze?
I think you wait for like the first batch of vaccines and shit. Oh yeah, you freeze them and you put bring the breast. It's really creepy. They touch your bottles and stuff through the.
Well, no, because medical liquid at this point.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. No, yeah.
No, baby would stay. Like, so say if I go to Iceland for work and we have the baby in March or late February, can I go on a work conference?
I kind of wish this was my problem. Go on.
Freeze a bunch of milk for baby Sierra.
Yes, you'd have to ship it. And like, yeah.
No, but I wouldn't bring the baby. I'm not bringing the baby.
Oh, you're just going. Yeah, yeah. That's what I did. I stockpiled for Jaden at 4 months. Mm-hmm. We went to Napa for Chris's conference.
Okay. So you can leave for like a week.
Yeah. It's all, there's always ways. Yes.
I mean, even though you,
yeah, but then you just have,
I think.
Yeah, you would.
I mean, I've worked for a company in the past doing expense approval. So I've seen like receipts literally where companies will approve for you to either ship your milk or like all types of crazy stuff. So you can apply for it for sure.
Okay. Good to know.
And while you're pumping
air,
sorry,
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's beautiful. It's a panel. You're fine.
I have lots of questions.
But yeah, no, but I think this is a good thing to show women like, yeah, you're going to be stressed a little bit because society is not set up to really, it's not structured for us. It's not, I mean, it's not like, a, oh my gosh, the men have it easier. No, I mean, you don't grow a human in your body, but like, it's not like built as other countries are for like pregnant. And even for men, like my husband never got paternity leave or my partner or my, you know, like they don't get like
at all
the other parent leave. Yeah, which is shitty because I feel like that's like an important time to bond. Single mothers, partners, you know, like two moms, mom and dad, like dad and dad, like it doesn't matter. Like it's not set up really for the other person ever. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think it's important to remind people like there's no milestone. Like you don't have to have a baby at this time. It needs to be kind of on the time it just happens because it's always going to be stressful. I mean, you just have to maintain it. I mean, it's never going to be like, yeah, I'm growing a baby. It's totally, I'm not stressed at all. Unless you're like a yogi, I feel like, right? A like
yogi.
A Reiki. Like
a
you
yogi
just
bear.
Know how to center yourself every day. Not yogi bear. I mean, you feel like yogi bear sometimes. But I do feel like women just have that. And women who don't want kids, like, rock on. But I do feel like as a woman in a field, especially sometimes male-dominated, I mean, how many president and CEOs do you have that are female?
I mean, not too many. Yeah. Especially like the people that I'm fundraising with are almost all male.
Yeah. So imagine you're in a room pregnant and in your head, you're like, some of these men really don't give a shit. Like
or maybe they just don't fully understand.
Yeah. They don't understand. Yeah. They don't really.
Like,
she's fine. She's cool.
Yeah. I always wonder, like, do you think that they're thinking that we're not working as hard or that we're not as capable? Did you ever question like
the smart men don't
too, yeah.
The smart men know like that's a badass.
Yeah,
we're in an IT industry, Kat and I, so it is male dominated to like the T, and some men they're like have no idea how to communicate. No offense, guys, we love you. But like you're very technical, so you're not always like sales and marketing and personality. So when you talk to someone, especially me, I would like have a belly under you. Like, they're not going to be like, how's your baby? Like, how are you feeling? Like, I don't expect that. But I've thought that, too. Like, just, do you think, like, I can't do this? It kind of, like, lights a fire under your ass, too.
So it makes you work that much harder?
Yes.
Almost?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you just, you kind of psych yourself out, even if your body doesn't feel good that day. You're like, I'm fine. I'm going to rock this event, or I'm going to go
like,
speak
I almost
real quick.
Feel like I wish people would remember more that I'm pregnant again, coming up again, that I wish
I
people
think I'm
going to
just make you a bunch of t-shirts.
I was thinking of putting something in my email signature, like, stop stressing me out, baby Sierra, can't take the extra stress.
Like,
because
like
you feel
like, office, but it's like, I'm pregnant. I like that message.
Yeah.
That's super
like,
fun.
Think before you write this email, I'm pregnant. Is this going to overly stress me out? Because some people I feel like in my company have been a little bit nicer and like a little more just easy with.
Well, you work international, so you have to put culture into it.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, they always. I mean, Spain always puts a ton of pressure on us. But I think that there's a couple different managers that are in the market that constantly are reaching out and like needing stuff and like stressed out and negative. And I want to remind them, like, hey, I'm pregnant. Stop being mean.
This isn't really that bad right now, guys. This isn't that bad. Like, relax yourself.
Yeah.
What do you think, Kat, being a little younger than us, a little, as in 10 for me, 10 years, which is so ridiculous when I say it. I feel like your mom, but I wouldn't be 10. I'd be having you. But how do you feel like listening to this, knowing that because you're so intelligent, like you're in a career, you're trying to figure out kind of exactly what industry you want to stick to, like that it's okay, the pressures you're feeling right now like milestones to hit.
Yeah. I mean, definitely listening to all the pregnancy talk, you know, but I'm at a period in my life where it's like definitely expected from everybody I shake hands with that I would become pregnant in the next 5 years of my life.
And you're like, this is weird.
No pressure.
I can't get pregnant shaking your hand. Yeah. Stop so aggressively shaking my hand.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially a little bit different for me because I have like a little bit of a culture difference. So I'm from Eastern Europe and obviously like we're from a very photocopied nucleus. Everybody's the same. Everybody has like an expiration date and they have to have kids and like so many milestones. So definitely is a little bit stressful.
But you don't fit that cookie cutter mold, and you know that. No. I mean,
no, definitely, because I feel like I'm a little bit more like stronger and resilient. Not to say anything bad about the women from my culture, but it's just like I don't take no for an answer. I think that, you know, thinking for yourself and a lot of that independence that I picked up from America has definitely influenced me in a way that is kind of off-putting to people from my country.
Mm-hmm. I get that. And what do you think, excuse me, just coughed. What do you think is the biggest thing right now in your generation, pressure-wise, as a woman in any industry? Like, what's the biggest, like, pressure? Because I can tell you mine at 25, but go.
I feel like it's definitely the bar has been raised for, you know, like, obviously everybody wants equality and we all want to be considered the same as men. But then there's, like, this point where we're raising the bar for women to perform at the same speed as men and achieve the same things. But we're also the ones literally producing the children. And we are also expected to be 100% the housekeepers or, like, you know, hold the home together. So we're getting so many more things added to the plate. And there's not this like common understanding that, like, I've been in relationships where I worked much harder than the person I was living with. And I worked at a higher position than the person I was working with. But when I came home, like, every responsibility was still mine at the end of the day to take care of the home. And because he was the male, he just had to kind of like relax. And so I think that there's definitely still that environment where women are achieving more in the workplace and there's no equality at home.
Yeah. And that's against society set up to, I mean, that's where I always take, like, I love like women leaderships and things like that. But like, we're the men in here so we can kind of talk with them and be like, this is how it kind of should be set up. Mm-hmm. Totally equal either way. If I come home for an extremely long day, I know my partner is going to kind of take on that extra thing with the kids or whatever we're doing at home. Or if he comes home from a really stressed, like, it's again, that communication where we've lost, I think, in younger generations, because we're that instant gratification. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like listening to kids talk about dating or kids or cat, talk about like dating and stuff and like the people you interact with and this, their expectations are completely thrown off. And it's super hard to find a partner, I think, now that just gives you the same credit for what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I think it's appreciation at the end of the day for women. I love when someone's like, thank you. Like, wow, you nailed that meeting today. I know you were sick like the other day or something. Just like a little appreciation. Like, I don't need you to be like, I'm the best. It'd be cool though. But I think we forget that. And it does take men and women and every inclusive of every group ever. But I just think we lose that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're expected. Like, you're 3 months is fine for you to have a baby and come back. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, oh yeah, that's fine. I don't remember any meeting after that. One of my bosses who was amazing support, he's, shout out to Carlos. He would just be like, hey, you sure you want to go to this meeting? Cause I would just like be zoned. Like, my eye would just zone. I looked like I was on drugs. I wasn't. I just didn't have sleep for like days. And I was like, no, I'm fine. But in like 20 minutes I have to pump. And he's like, what? And I was like, yeah, so I'm gonna have to walk out. And I can't. Thank you for the conference room full of windows.
But that's, I think, a great place. Acknowledging that you.
Exactly. That's it. Just acknowledging, like, I grew a human. I want to work. Like, I want to still work. Like, shout out to the stay at home moms, but I love working. Mm-hmm. Like, I like the interaction. I like learning from other people. You learn a lot from like a 1-year-old, but it's more of like, just live your life, eat that off the floor. You know, like, that's what you learn. But I think I love the interaction and I need that to, they always say, like, where you feel like you're the most yourself, always keep that. Like, I think as a mom, I'm myself, but I do feel the most myself, like, in a group like this. Like, I like to be in this type of setting and having conversations. So, like, don't give that up because it's, like, a little piece of you. But, like, what if you're so tired? You have to not do this today. But I think it's just not set up to support, like, the days that are hard, mm-hmm. like, super hard, where you can just be like, I got it. And you have a team under you where those days that you're like, did you only 3 months?
Yeah, just 3 months, yeah. But I worked from home through my maternity leave because I'm not in a position where I can totally check out for 3 months. I had to sign off on stuff, and I had to go to the office a few times and, like, personally sign things. And so, but luckily my board was awesome in letting mm-hmm. me do that because I really didn't have another choice. So I didn't have to take short-term disability. They just gave me the
time off.
The time off as long
because
as
you were still working yes. with the things you had to do.
Yes.
And that's huge for support. And you don't get that in every industry, no. but you also have a great team under you.
Yes, I'm very fortunate.
But you felt it with a great team and support. And I think just as women and whatever someone's building behind us in the studio right now, it's usually chickens and roosters. Someone's digging a hole, probably for us. But it's fine. Just go with it. But I think you chime into the hardest part now in the careers you're in. Like, what is, you think, the hardest thing that you go through?
For me, I think it's always beating yourself and, like, one-upping, like, the next project. And you always constantly, in my field, in wine and spirits, we always have to be innovators and having that next great idea. And I think, especially being so pregnant, sometimes I'm questioning myself because pregnancy brain is a real thing. Did you go through that?
What's that?
Pregnancy brain?
Oh, yeah. I think it's still there. Like, lasting, right?
Yeah. I literally have alarms on my phones for my children. Kat hears it during the day at our work.
It's good.
She's like, what's that alarm? I'm like, it just makes sure someone's picking up the kids. I just don't remember all the time if someone's got the kids. So it just reminds me.
Which is fair because you're working, you're a mom, you're a wife.
So real. Pregnancy brain's real, but, like, you're not getting ideas, or it just, like, goes away?
I have ideas, and I think they're phenomenal ideas. Like, we're doing a fire and ice party in LA this coming week. My long flight, I'm not looking forward to. I'll be texting you updates.
Okay.
Of how my swelling is doing. And
if the is walking, you have to walk on the airplane.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think on my way out there, I have a layover in Atlanta, so I think I'll be okay.
Do your jogs.
But this will definitely be my longest flight pregnant. But I think, so I have a fire and ice idea that we're doing for this event. It's like a pop-up. It's a rooftop. And I love it, and I think it's great. But I don't know if it's a little, like, Game of Thrones. You're a little gothy or weird.
That's totally you, though.
Is that relevant? But then I figured it's, like, L.A., and you can do whatever you want in L.A., right?
Yeah. Is this okay, ladies?
But I think people might show up, and they might be like, oh, fire and ice. This is
not fire and ice.
This is very gothic, or I don't know.
I think it sounds great. I don't know what it is, but I love it. Go with it. Rock with it. Don't question your ideas. Just run with it.
Okay.
I think it's beautiful. I can't wait to hear about it.
I just wonder if I'm, like, because you get weird thoughts being pregnant and weird
super
dreams.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Super weird. Like, extreme.
Kat, aren't you excited? Like,
how are we getting you high? Yeah,
for sure.
Don't you want to just go out and make babies?
Immediately. I'm actually leaving, going to the spring band.
If you'd like some company,
we
can go with you.
That's another thing, too. So, say career women, not stay-at-home moms yet because they're not a mom yet, but just women who just want to have babies right now. It's just, like, their time, and they just can't find that partner. Mm-hmm. It's like, don't stop. Like, yeah, you guys just were banging. We have a lot of choices there. But for me, I'm like, there's just so many. I just don't like seeing people who don't want to be parents have babies all the time. That when you want to be a parent, it's, like, so much your love that you're ready to, like, give. Like, don't let society stop you. Like, you need a couple or you need a whole family. Like, yeah. I know great people who are raised by one parent.
Yeah.
That's what I hate. And, of course, the money issue financially. But I feel like it stops people just because they're like, oh, no, I haven't met someone. And I need to be with that person for this many years. And then I need to make sure I'm stable in my career, or I need to do that. So back to my question, what's the hardest thing right now?
I think it's definitely
your generation.
Like, it's an obvious thing where you're like 25 and you're working with any company and you're trying to kind of like motivate yourself to keep grinding, but you know you have like fucking 25 years ahead of you. But also
there's no light at the end of the tunnel at all.
Everybody around you looks at you as just like a little baby, a little kid, and you're like, no, like I gotta get the gears grinding, like I gotta like earn a 401k, like healthcare, like all these new things.
Isn't
it's
that
just kind of like a little bit daunting looking at all of it, but at the same time knowing the other perspective of you, and it's just kind of like no matter how hard you try, it's always going to be like poor thing, like
but I get through that.
I feel like you're also a threat though, because I think that people who are in their, you know, 50s or closer to retirement probably look at you and think you do have those next best ideas, you're fresh, you can bring so much to the table. So anytime you're like doubting yourself, just remember you're
sure.
The young blood and you're a little bit
fresh. Don't doubt. You're young blood. I know. Right? I do feel like there's a lot of doubt just in general. Every time I started a job, it's like, oh, do I speak up now?
Yeah.
Oh, do I share this idea? Will anybody support me or raise their hand? Am I just going to be the bitch in the corner screaming like about something ridiculous? But I do. Yeah, you are. I just think our confidence levels just as in general. I think technology, which I mean, we're in the industry, but I always talk like technology is awesome and has made us so much better at certain things, but has also destroyed like our mindsets for stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like even for like companies, it's like, how many followers do you have on your company? Did you get enough? Yeah. Even for companies, they feel the same pressure for for your social.
Yeah.
But it's just like balancing act. I feel like I've just always been trying to balance something. But I feel like life wouldn't be the same if you don't have that little bit of chaos or pressure or down moments where everyone's like, oh my gosh, you have your shit together. I'm like, not even close.
Yeah.
Like, that is not true. Thank you for watching my Facebook reel. It's fake. It's not real. But I think that's important that you recognized it. But I think always have a voice. I mean, all the time. Like, even as like, it's so funny, like when you talk to like little kids, sometimes I'm like, you're brave, you're strong, you can do anything. And I wonder if they're like, what the fuck is this woman talking about?
And they're like, duh.
And I'm like,
I'm invincible,
it.
Duh.
Well, my son's always like, no. And I'm like, repeat it. And then I'm probably like, I don't remember ever doing this, but is this okay to do? Like, is this what I wanted? It's super weird hype sessions. But I feel like if they just have that motivation, like not entitled, but like that you can do what you want if you put in the work. Like, that's it. But it is kind of, they're probably like, mom, I get it. I already know what you're saying. But I think we hold back from so many things, either judgment or not thinking we can handle it. And I don't think people should spread themselves thin, because then you just go into like a hole. But I hate that people are held back from like something creative of just like a thought of like, oh, this idea I had to help someone, and they just like hold back because they don't want to. Someone to respond. Like, I hate it.
What do you think makes a person that way though? Because I feel like we're both extremely outgoing and extroverts for sure.
Yeah.
But my mom is so shy. She's the sweetest woman. She's so shy. Alex, my husband's mom, is also very shy. His dad's outgoing. I mean, and then my dad passed away.
Are you worried your baby's
when I was younger?
Shy?
I'm just wondering, like, it's so interesting thinking about Alex, my husband, who's super introverted. I'm super extroverted. What makes a child confident?
I think your mom being shy didn't make her unconfident. I feel like, so I'm going to compare like children wise. I know like Juliana's like a little mini me. Jaden's like Mr. Sensitive, which I'm definitely like that too. But like Estella, sweet, but like firecrackery.
She's a social butterfly.
Yeah, but super sweet because she watches her parents be super sweet to each other and other people. I think it's definitely just watching and observing.
Mm-hmm.
I think
really?
It just makes your,
okay.
Yeah, I think it's definitely your 100% your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from trauma, you could tell kids that have gone through trauma that act out because they've been, you know, and to kids that are just like super sweet. Like I have Jade in the Walmart greeter, but Juliana does that like, don't talk to me real quick. Okay, now I like you. You seem cool.
It's just so interesting because it's the same parents, but different personalities.
I think it's a little bit of hardwiring too.
Yeah,
I really do.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
For
like
sure.
One comes out super sensitive and one's like, bye mom, have a great day. And Jane's like, don't be late, and like crying. But you're like, where did that come from? So I do think a little, and I do think, I don't know. I always say like, I mean, I'm not a medical person, but during their pregnancies, I was super worried during Jaden and Juliana. I was
my
a little bit like,
I had no
time. Where do you feel like you were relaxed during Estella? So she seems super chill.
I did meditation throughout my pregnancy because I had that stress factor where I was kind of worried about things. And it got to a point where I was like, all right, I need to do something to kind of pull it all in and chill. So I just, I got the Headspace app and they actually have a special session for pregnancy and like making sure that you're peaceful and calm. And I would do that every night. And I think it helped a lot.
That's why I don't think I had the time to worry as much with Juliana because Jaden was only two where it wasn't. And now she's just like, let's do it. Let's jump off that building over there. You know, it's great. just like, why do you have no fear? Why is there zero? But I do think it's surroundings.
Because, I mean, it's just crazy thinking about me growing up and our family videos, the old school VHS videos that I have. I was running over my dad's, like, feet with my bike.
No
just
cares.
Like, ah, eating candy.
Zero
like,
fucks.
Complete maniac. Like, the most hyper weird child. My dad was like, get out of the street, Mandy. Get out of the street. And I'm like, la, la, la. Like, literally.
Yeah, I think that's hardwiring, though. You're just, like, a confident kid. Like, yeah. I don't care.
And Alex... super smart kid. He was the kid who like goes and hides behind his parents, like his parents when
you're right. It's like surrounding to a point. Like, is this how you're wired? Like you're wired like this.
Yeah. Really? But then it has to be because his sister is like super outgoing.
I don't think I've always been confident. I've just been extroverted. How do you feel like are you shy?
I kind of fall down the middle. It depends on the situation.
Like you're quiet to a point until you need to.
Yeah, and in a work setting, I'm not shy at all.
Yeah.
So I think it just depends on, like,
isn't
where
funny?
I'm at, who I'm around. Yeah.
Because she's the boss.
Yeah, should I run on this shit?
Well, I think at work, like, I'm doing things for, I have a mission I'm trying to support.
And it's a
so
specific
it does go
for
the mission if I'm, you know, approachable. And,
well, that and, I mean, like, you have lives in your hands, essentially.
Right, yeah.
So you're helping people grow their lives, and you're like, I got to be loud for this. Like, not loud, but, like, I need to speak up for this part. Yeah, no, I get that. How about you? Do you think...
I mean, I always thought of myself as, like, the extroverted type of person, but I think between me and my brother, I'm definitely more introverted, but that also could be because he's, like, a big gay bear, so he's got this huge personality.
Oh,
yeah.
That could be that. It's just one or the other. I don't know. But against him, you feel introverted, but, I mean, like, in a group setting, I feel like you're extroverted.
Yeah.
To a point.
I mean, yeah, but a lot of that's, like, sales training.
Oh, yeah. You're just selling yourself. Great.
Yeah.
It's all an act.
No, I know. And I feel like I don't think in any title or role that you have to be extroverted or introverted. I think you can get the same type of results either way. Well,
sales.
I mean, awkward introvert, but I don't think you have to be aggressive. I think just being assertive and knowing when to really like speak up. I hate that women are called like bitches when they're questioning things in like a work atmosphere. I hate when people like, I don't mind being called a bitch, thank you, but I don't think it's fair in like a leadership role to tell me that I'm being moody.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Because I have something to say against something.
Yeah, I remember when me and you were on the same sales team for a company we shall not name.
Elon.
We would have to go into people's homes and it was like me, you, and like one other woman.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like two other women. And I was voicing my concerns about like the treatment I was getting walking into like
a male's
home and it's just me and him and his like scotch, you know?
Yeah, super awkward.
So it was just something that I didn't
just
feel
shake
good
it
about.
Off,
and
I
voiced it and everybody was just like, oh, like that shouldn't be like a reason why you're not succeeding here. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like I'm trying to get the hell out of the appointment.
We're
as
in someone's
soon as
home.
Possible.
Like we just set ourselves up.
I think that would be a total trigger
a
for me. If someone said
no.
I was being moody.
Yeah, no, I know.
Or overreacting. Trigger.
But she was just legit laying out like we should probably have different processes for this.
Yeah.
Like being like very assertive to something that is important to people's safety.
Yeah.
Giving
sure.
good
you know?
Advice.
Yeah, exactly. And again, I don't think that should stop. I mean, being called moody or I think eventually it'll change. Like just if we just keep voicing it and banding together. But again, I don't think it should only be women coming together. I think strong men who understand how people should be just be treated fairly anywhere is important. And I love those dads and those parents who are also working, like understanding that. Mm-hmm. And I feel, and it takes time. I mean, society again is set up to just be like, women got this, it's fine. Like, if a man, you know, he can do his job and support the family, but I want to support the family. Like, that's something I want to do. And roles are changing, and that's amazing in any partnership. But I also think it doesn't, there's an activist who says, you know, if it's for sexual, it's for, what's it? I don't know what it is. It's for sexual...
domestic violence?
Yes, for like domestic violence. Like, if women were the only ones in charge of this, it would have been stopped by now. Yeah. But we need men to also be joining us to then... I think it's in every problem that we have in any situation. Like, everybody has to just understand, educate each other. I mean, we just weren't taught that way. I mean, if you look at... If you talk to your mom or your grandma, like, their views sometimes, you're like, what?
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm not serving someone their food. Yeah. They have their... Like, they can get up and get their food.
That's why Kat's comment was really interesting, because I would think maybe millennials have that old mentality where the men do come home and relax, and women, even although they're working, they do all of the house chores. I would think that would be starting to change. So that's really interesting coming from, because I'm 33, so you're a lot younger than me, too, that it's not.
It's
like
still
that.
There.
Like, have you found that with multiple people you've dated?
Yeah, for sure. It's still there, for sure. It's still, like, a huge expectation. It's almost kind of like now the tables are even turning, because a lot of my partners, like, that I've been with, I'm definitely the breadwinner. And so it's just kind of like this thing that doesn't really click with me, you know? Like, if I'm
the
one
that's... Where's the balance?
If I'm working harder, if I'm working longer, if I'm earning more money, like... There should be some sort of balance in these relationships, whereas I'm finding that maybe that's not what I've experienced. And that could also be because I am so young. Maybe I'm not picking the right partners, you know, things like that also definitely play a big part of it. But I think that overall, like, my expectation, much like yours, would be that it's kind of dissipating, and it's definitely still very present.
I think something also I learned is not to have expectations, even though we've used that word like 100 times. but as I get older, it's like, you can't expect somebody to do that, or you can't expect somebody to work like you, or you can't expect someone who didn't grow up like you to understand how important family is right now, or something like that. So the expectations definitely come into, I think, as a younger gal, I think my priorities were definitely wrong, a little fucked up. But, as I grew older, you just realize, like, yes, I think how people are like, your group gets smaller. Yeah, but you also talk to more people and understand more experiences, and you learn to listen. Mm-hmm. And actually, like, I enjoy listening to people's stories, because they want to share it with you. And you gave them that, like, 10 minutes to literally tell you how they got to where they are or what they're doing today. And I think for you, that's like every day. You hear a new story and a new family comes in, or a new person comes into the nonprofit, and you're helping them, and you've now respected their story.
Yeah. Well, it gives you fresh perspective every day. Like, every day. Seeing somebody else's struggle makes you kind of realize that your own is not that bad.
Yes. Yeah. And it's not like, I think you can always validate. Mm-hmm. You validate what you're going through all the time. It's so important. Yeah. But you get to actually get that awakening every day of just like, Ashley, snap out of it. Where sometimes I get like in a hole where I'm like, today's bad. And you don't know how to get out. And then you're like, wait, like, you need a perspective. Like, you need something to just wake you the fuck up, because you just got sucked into some scrolling or some stupid shit. But I think that's important, and finding somewhere where you feel like you are helping in an industry, just like that one story of your breast cancer survivor, of helping her. Like, she's like, oh my gosh, I love your liquor. Like, my husband and I sit and drink this every night outside on our patio. That one lady that you like helped, and you were just like, I'm helping someone.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like those little things. If you like find those little things in your industry, or just like helping one team member grow in their role, I just think those are the things that we forget about. 100%. And then it goes into like helping others. But everyone's like, I like doing my own thing at my house, and just like coding. I don't know. But I just think we forget, and we get off track, because we're so worried about judgment, or we're so worried about what's expected of you at that time. Mm-hmm. So what, any topics did we want to bring up today that I didn't bring up? Oh, everybody's on the spot. Go.
I really like that you brought up expectations. I read a really interesting article a couple years ago, and I was shocked. It was like the number one cause of divorce, and you would think it'd be like infidelity or like fighting or finances. It was expectations. And I think when you have very unrealistic or just very strict expectations on someone who comes from like a completely different background than you, it can be
terrible. I think we take expectations from like media, and I don't even know if that's real. Like, why are we expecting someone to carry me through a walkway every time I come in the house, which would be nice. That would be nice. I mean, but like, why are we expecting that? Or like the fairy tale.
Right. And I think that definitely when you choose to marry someone, there are certain things that it's fair to have expectations. This person's going to be a good husband. This person's going to be a father. They're going to contribute, stuff like that. But when you expect them to do more than you or even do half, unless that was what was brought to the table in the beginning, it's hard to expect that later, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of glad I didn't have crazy expectations. I almost had low expectations.
Good for you.
For
good
my for husband, you because he's so sweet and he's so amazing. But sometimes you think men just may not understand like what being pregnant's like because they don't do it, you know? And Alex,
oh,
my
set the
husband,
bar low
just
so that
like,
he came out strong.
Stepped it up, yeah. Like
that's
bringing
super
cool. me food and coffee and like helping with the dogs and waking up in the middle of the night. And it's so set those expectations
like, oh.
low or don't have any. It's
set up
recipe
low
for
effort, so.
Perfection. I think.
I feel like you probably have that with Matt.
Yeah, Matt's. I mean, Matt's awesome.
You both pull your weight. That's what
we
I always
do,
say. Like,
yeah.
You're just pulling your weight.
And I think a lot of that has to do with how long we've been together. Mm-hmm. Like, we've been together for 15 years, and we waited until, I mean, just in the last couple of years to have kids. So we really grew up together, and I think, like, he saw me work my way up through HEP and get to where I needed to mm-hmm. be in my career, and I've seen him go get his master's mm-hmm. degree and work his way up to where he wants to be. So I think we have that like
mutual
respect
mm-hmm.
right, for what each other has done for our family.
Like you walk by and just high five each other. So what if I go?
He's been awesome. Yeah. So it's a lot of like give and take mm-hmm. and balancing everything out. And if I have to work late, he's getting Estella. And if he wants to stay later at the gym, I'm getting dinner ready. And we just
but
make it
you
work.
Didn't start there, and that's what people don't realize. Yeah, like I'm not the same place I was at 25. I mean. I think I was getting off probation, but I'm not the same place, you know, but I think it's important for us to realize that. And people are like, well, I fell in love with you here. Mm-hmm. It's like, but that's not the same person I am. Like we're 10 years later. Mm-hmm. Like this isn't, I'm growing. If you can't grow with me then. And it's like, I think we hold ourselves back. So don't set your expectations low. Just don't have any. I mean,
true. But also, if you set them low, it works out pretty well.
So I'm just gonna see what happens.
I just thought I would have to communicate a lot, but him just initiating. You know, I'm gonna bring home dinner, or I'll wake up. We have a puppy, and I don't care what anyone says about puppies. They totally prepare you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You had a dog before, Estella.
Yeah.
Gino.
Yeah. He's just now coming around.
He's like, what is this new thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm worried about that. The dog's adjusting.
Okay, so expectations for Amanda. Kat, anything we didn't bring up? Shout out.
I can't do it on the spot.
I know. You have
so
to be
hard.
So prepped. It's just,
like,
you're exhausting.
I want to know your country. You said East Europe, but what's the country?
Former Yugoslavia. This is what I've been like trained to say. So my mother is Bosnian and my father is Serbian, and I was born in Serbia. So
and how long have you been here?
20 years. I've been here like my whole life basically. Mm-hmm. But I did come here like as a fully formed 6-year-old. So I like definitely was like a little fresh off the corner when I first came
I'm
here.
Six.
But I mean, I think a bit of that is kind of like balancing like what you know and what is home and like what you've discovered and the freedoms that you have in America and kind of like trying to blend those two together. And I think like that's another added layer of how like difficult it is to like find a mate, because like in the sea of people that you're looking for, you're also looking for somebody that's going to accept you for the immigrant that you are.
True.
And right now, some people just like are not really okay with that. Some people are. So it's really just like digging through a lot of BS.
And it's balancing also your family's views, because you're coming from a different culture, fully country, and understanding like where they're coming from and knowing what you have now learned.
Yeah.
Like it's me first, and then I can figure out everything else. Like I get to go first. But I think that's hard to learn too. I think at every age, I questioned everything. I definitely joined wrong crowds at certain times because you're like, no, it's cool. Like, this is what I should be hanging out with. Or no, like, it's okay if we do nothing all day. And then you find people that actually work hard and want to help others or want, and you're like, okay, I'm an idiot. Like, why didn't I put myself in more things that actually do good for me? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's fun that you're growing, and now look at us, we're just helping you out, just giving you advice, scaring the shit out of you, whatever we're doing. I think we're doing a great job.
I think it makes you like so cool that you're an immigrant from another country. Mm-hmm. We,
thank you.
My aunt adopted two kids from Latvia, both of my cousins. Oh, wow. And at first she was embarrassed and she wanted to be American, but now she's in her mid-20s and I feel like she's embracing it. Like, I think she got a tattoo with Riga from Latvia on there, and now she doesn't care if her accent comes out a little bit and stuff like that. But it's interesting. It takes a little while. And same.
Well, because her confidence wasn't there at first, right?
Right.
Like, so she was scared of being herself.
Well, will they accept me and things like that?
Exactly.
But I think it makes you so unique. I would totally.
Rock it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please don't get a tattoo that doesn't. Get a tattoo even to represent you. Ashley, anything from you? Any topics?
I think, like, just the importance of, like, no matter, like, we all have decisions to make and our family planning and our career planning and things like that. But I think as long as you're making the decision that's right for you, you truly can't go wrong. Like, I've got, you know, one thing that we all have in common is that I think we're all career focused, mm-hmm. and we also have families and we're trying to balance that out. But there's also something to be said for the woman who gives up her career because she feels like her value is most in staying at home with her kids and raising her family. And I think no matter what you're doing, as long as you're doing what's right for you, mm-hmm. and your kids, then you can't go wrong.
That's why, like, when I did the stay at home for a couple months, I was like, wow, I give so much credit to stay at home.
Yes, it is.
Like, this
is
a lot.
It is.
Yeah, but I knew, like, where my little bit of passion was. So I knew that I needed something extra on top of it.
And just because you choose to work doesn't make you less of a mother.
But that was the struggle, right? At first. I was like, wait, does that mean I'm not good?
It's like an internal complex that you have to battle.
Definitely a mind fuck.
But you can do both. And like, that's why I wanted to work, is to show Estella that you don't have to choose. Like, you can have your career in that piece of you and also still have an awesome family and rock that too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I think.
And you have a good support. And I think people need to remember to support any woman, man who's deciding on an extra thing to do, like even Matt doing his master's.
Yes.
Like, you need support. Mm-hmm. Like, we just shouldn't expect, like, oh, yeah, no, he'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you need that support system. Mm-hmm. I think we all think we have enough time in the day, which we don't, to do everything mm-hmm. we want to do. But it is making your time first. And I love that you're showing Estella that. And even though it sucked probably to not really be to have to like sign things and stuff, you knew you had to because mm-hmm. you knew how important it was for you to sign that paper for something to be passed
and that's
through.
The path I chose. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm not going to be upset about things I have to do on a path that I chose.
I think that's another thing people are lacking is accountability. Like, you weren't taking like the route of like, no, I just had a baby. You knew that like to keep this business running, like we're going to have to do that. Just like people who own a full on business or mm-hmm. aren't a president and CEO, but you have to sign the papers. Like, someone can't sign it for your intern.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, we'll just have this guy come in. It's fine. But it's just important. I mean, people have to think of that all the time when they go on their own as a business. You have a team under you. Like, you also took responsibility to make sure to grow this company or, mm-hmm. you know, so I think there's a lot. Your team under you too could be growing a family. I mean, mm-hmm. shit, that's a lot too. A lot of pressures.
That's crazy thinking about that.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You just added another layer.
Gosh. I hope you had fun on this panel. I think we should do this again. I'm going to get feedback from our viewers and our audience to see what they want to hear next time. But I hope it was fun. I hope we didn't frighten Kat too much.
It felt a little
bit like
a personal counseling session, but it's good.
We were trying to empower you. Is there any empowerment?
I think so. I told her to get a back tattoo.
Yes. Okay, no big deal. But ladies, thank you again. Amanda, Kat, and Ashley joined us today. Ashley's part of Homeless Empowerment Program. Check her out. Any type of fundraising she's doing or events, definitely join. It's in Pinellas County. You guys kind of go Hillsborough sometimes too, though?
We get a lot of clients from Hillsborough,
So check that out. We got Liqueur 41. Did I say it right?
43.
Fuck, 43. It's pregnancy. So let me be. Now. There's so many brands. Just look her up, Amanda. Then you have Kat.
Amanda Sarah.
I can't even tell you her Instagram right now because I can never remember it. But just follow her on my page. Again, this is Not a Great Whisper podcast. You have joined the women's panel today. We are sponsored by McMullen Oil. We are at BKN Creative Studios in Ybor. Thank you for listening to the chickens and the roosters, or whatever they're called. I'm not great with animals. follow us on Not a Great Whisper, at Not a Great Whisper, and at The Real Cray. And you're jamming out to Morty's music after this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.